Oh, the tangled webs we weave in our lives. Imagine the situation that Herod was in, listening to Jesus' words that were echoed what John said, and suddenly all of this story came flooding back into his life about how he had John beheaded. And all because of his wife and their guilty relationship and jealousy. What is this story supposed to help us with today? We don't talk about these really negative feelings that we have very often, and I think it's important, as I thought with the children, to talk about what is it that creates this in us. And I mean, it's created at a very young age and seems to just be part of us to feel that jealousy and start to get ourselves into a bad situation with our peers. So let's pray together and think about where this is going to take us and what it means in our lives today and what we can learn from it. So let's pray. God, we thank you for scripture that teaches us lessons, that helps us to see ourselves in the story, that help us to grow and be people who are healthier, who understand ourselves and especially understand ourselves in relationship with you. So bless us today as we talk about the jealousy factor. And help us just to not judge ourselves for it, but try to figure out ways to use this for our best interest and figure out how we can live lives that are more peaceful. So bless us today and keep us in your holy arms and help us with our discernment and help us to feel cool and well as long as we are here. In your name we pray. Amen. So jealousy, as I said to the kids, starts so young. I remember our kids playing when they were little and in preschool and at school times, and there was always a fight that broke out because somebody had a better toy. It begins just in our nature of suddenly feeling like, oh, that wasn't fair, or why do they get it and I don't? And I remember having to divide the piece of pie exactly perfectly, or else our children or the kids in the party were saying, oh, he got a bigger piece than me, or he got a flower and I didn't. So where do we go with this idea? And as adults, how have we coped over the years with the jealousy factor? Because as we can see in this situation, jealousy was deadly. John lost his head, literally lost his head. There are so many leaders of the world who are full of ego and have this jealousy factor, and I pray for them every day because this jealousy can cloud how we see somebody. We see them as the enemy when we're in that jealousy place, don't we? We don't see them as our friend, who was our friend 5 minutes ago before we figured out they had a nicer car than us, or, you know, one of those things. So being aware is one of the things that we're learning in our class of judgment detox. Just being aware of your reaction to other people and what's going on in your life and why do you feel jealous in that situation? So I know this is probably all psychology and you think, oh, I can go to my counselor for this, but this is something in the Bible that helps us to have a more calm life. Isn't it? It's something about life that all of us have that we can deal with, and if we need to, hopefully we will get some help to deal with it. But how do we go from jealousy to love? Jealousy is really fear in disguise, right? We're afraid that we're not good enough, that we didn't get the best because we're not good enough, or we're not loved enough. The detox book that we're reading says that our fear is that we don't have love. And I think in many instances that's really true. So how can we be in a place where we feel loved all the time and we don't worry about that jealousy factor? For me, it is has so much to do with my relationship with God. Because to me, God doesn't judge me in the way that people do. I feel completely loved, unconditionally loved, whether I make mistakes or not. God is always has my back, always loves me. I don't see a stern look from God. I don't see that finger wagging, Marijke, you lost your temper today. I don't see that. I see God saying, I love you. If you need my help, I'm right here. So that helps me not to need other people's approval in the way that I did when I was a little kid, when I was constantly jealous of other people because I didn't feel loved. So our little sign here that I love, whatever the question, love is the answer, that's the key. It's not just knowing that God loves you or that your spouse loves you or your mother loves you. It's even not only that God loves you, but that you love you. If you love yourself, then you have no need to feel that jealousy. And that's a hard place to get to, isn't it? Because we do a lot of comparing nowadays. We compare ourselves to, you know, maybe I compare myself to another pastor who preaches better than I do, or somebody wears better clothes than I do, or is skinnier than I am. We judge ourselves constantly. And as I shared with you on my trip, the first few days when I couldn't keep up with the group on our trek, I judged myself until I started reading that book again. And I brought it with me, and I thought, why do I do that to myself? I could be enjoying every moment instead of taking these moments from myself with this useless emotion that says I'm not good enough. Because we're all good enough. We are all beloved. We are all amazing people in God's eyes. So if we feel like we're not good enough, it's up to us to change that, because it's only us that is saying that. So it's how we feel about ourselves in the end that's so important. Because how can we have a really great relationship with God and understand His love for us if we don't even love us? But we all deserve it. Every single one of us deserve to be loved, to be nurtured, because we are loved and nurtured by God. And we can look to that anytime we want. If we feel like we don't have it, we're just turned the wrong direction. Repentance, the word, really means to turn. Turn from the negative, from the thing that doesn't serve you, and move into a place where you can see the light, where you can see a life that is full of love and nurture, a life that gives that love and nurture to other people, because once you have it, you can't help but share it. So that's the key to this, isn't it? If we look at who Herod is and who Jesus is, the two leadership styles, Herod was partying with his friends, and he put all of his trust in how his friends and his wife and his daughter felt about him. And he was so pressured that he took a man's life. Well, in Jesus' life, there was none of that. The focus was on loving the disciples, teaching them, helping them along. Jesus even washed their feet. And then instead of taking another man's life, he gave his. The stark difference in leadership is the difference between self-love, God's love, and worldly love, or lust, or jealousy, or whatever you want to call it. But that's what this is meant to teach us, the juxtaposition of the secular and the spiritual. What does it mean to be in those places? And what does it mean to see it in yourself? Because we all have both sides in us, don't we? We all get caught up in those negative things in our lives. But if we look at the example of Jesus and we look into ourselves and we have awareness of those times when we feel jealous or angry or guilty, then we can change that. We can change that with spiritual help, with God's help, and with the help of a community of love. So, absolutely, whatever the question, love is the answer. Love is the answer. Kindness is the answer to yourself and to others. So let's turn from jealousy in our lives, but let's not just turn, let's be aware so that when we're turning, we can leave that big stone behind that keeps us from loving other people and loving ourselves. So, the jealousy factor, we're going to get rid of it. We're going to say it's useless to be jealous because we're all loved. All of our colors are beautiful. Everything about us is who we are. We're each different. We're unique. We're all beautiful. We're all beloved. That's what we're going to teach in camp. It's what we teach in camp every year. And I kind of wish that we could take all of you and you could experience camp as a child again, because there's nothing like it. It's immersion into love and caring for each other. It's beauty, and it's about all the colors in the rainbow. Every person's personality is beautiful, and we honor every person like we do here. So, let's go this week and be aware of when those negative feelings come up and we feel that gut, oh, I don't like how I feel. Continue to love yourself and say, it's okay, I get it, and I'm going to move forward with God's love. Amen?